Gary Officer is on our Newsmaker line. He's the president and CEO of the Center for Workforce Inclusion. It's a nonprofit based in D.C. It deals with those of workforce development for older and low-income job seekers. The website, centerforworkforceinclusion.org. Gary, tell the listeners what is going on developing all of this post-COVID stuff out there. How are things working of getting those for older and low-income job seekers into the workforce?
Well, thank you. Good morning, Ed. The national workforce picture and local picture in Florida is pretty dynamic. In Florida in particular, you have an unemployment rate right now of about 2.7% and about 690,000 open jobs. So there are jobs out there for those who are looking. The challenge is making sure that people have the skills for those jobs. Pre-COVID, many employers allowed people to work from home. Many occupations did not have such a reliance on digital technology, how to use Zoom, how to use Teams, and the like. Now that's all changing. But jobs now allow people to work from home. People have to be trained how to use digital platforms to perform those jobs. And there are openings. So the picture is dynamic and the picture is positive for those who are looking.
Again, the website, centerforworkforceinclusion.org. You got three key groups you are servicing and advocating for: veterans, women, and I like this one as well, formerly incarcerated individuals. The formerly incarcerated individuals, even with COVID, it's allowed an opportunity for many of those individuals to get a job where maybe they wouldn't be able to get a job beforehand.
It's very true. And part of it, too, Ed, is this tremendous demand for labor. And because there's demand for labor, groups that have been historically excluded from the workforce now have a chance of entering the workforce. Incredible demand out there.
When I look at your numbers, Gary, again, the website, centerforworkforceinclusion.org, we've seen a lot of those in seniors just jumping back in into the workforce out there. How are they applying with this that you guys are helping out? Are they able to adapt?
So that's a good question. So we actually provide, through our national network of local partners, on-the-job training. We bring people in through referrals. They train on the job working primarily at nonprofit organizations. We then create individual plans for each of them to target their interests and align their interests to their skills. And then we try to work with employers to help get these folks back into the workforce.
The website, again, is the Center for Workforce Inclusion.org. Gary Officer is the president and CEO of the nonprofit group, the Center for Workforce Inclusion. Listen to this, because what drives more of this to be successful is to have previous successful stories. I'm reading in this where when you guys deal with those that are much older workers, that the employee turnover rate is so much lower than what we've seen before. That's kind of braggadocious out there. We didn't receive to see much of that before.
We don't hear about that, Ed. And frankly, we have a society that's very biased towards those who age, right? So we find older workers are loyal. They come with years of experience and the capacity to work and problem solve within teams. They're not going to take advantage of the situations at work. More so than younger workers who tend to come in and leave in very short windows as they pursue other opportunities. So there's tremendous value in bringing older workers into the workforce because they stay and they're loyal.
And by the way, just to let people know that you, of course, you partner up with groups like Career Source Florida. We've had them on the air before to help this out. Again, the website to learn more about this is centerforworkforceinclusion.org. By the way, you guys have a summit. It's coming up on October the 17th. What is this about? They can live stream this.
That's a good plug. So we have a national event at the National Press Club in Washington. We're bringing together corporate executives, members of Congress, and thought leaders all within the age of aging, because we want to dispel the myth around aging and workforce inclusion and workforce equity. We have a dynamic aging population. They're healthy, they're eager, they're enthusiastic. We need employers to recognize their value, one. And two, we need a funding community to put funding into the training system to help us train more people, to allow more people to find jobs.
Gary, I'm going to tell you something before we go. I'll tell you why this is very important. When you look at the job situation and the economy, this benefits those that want to be able to have a job that they can feel they want to keep around for some time instead of going from job to job to job. Again, the website, centerforworkforceinclusion.org. Gary, you made things very simplistic.
Yes.
And I'm glad you came. Well, let's do it again. We'll talk about this real soon.
I try.
All right. You did a good job. All right, Gary Officer, here on our Newsmaker line.